According to Secretary of the State Denise Merrill, this web resource has a very simple aim.
If you were a small business person who just wanted to start your own business for the first time, where would you start and how would you do it?
That question prompts thousands of phone calls to her office, but given the welter of different state departments a new business must interact with, it doesn't have a simple answer.
So we start you off by pointing out that if you want to start a business, it needs to be a unique name. So the first thing you do is, let's just say we want to be Denise Merrill's Bakery.
Merrill takes to her laptop to show me just how the tool works.
Denise Merrill's Bakery. Congratulations, Denise Merrill's Bakery is presently available, which just means it has done a simple search of our registry.
It begins in-house, helping businesses to complete the registration they must make with the Secretary of the State, a form, incidentally, that still can't be completed online. It must be printed and mailed in. From there, in a series of steps, it points them to the Department of Revenue Services for tax registration, to Consumer Protection and DEEP for licenses and permits, the Department of Labour for employee information, and then to a variety of resources for business development and financial help.
This won't do everything for people, but I think it'll go a long way to at least getting them started and making them feel more comfortable with the government systems that oversee all this.
The idea of a comprehensive one-stop business portal was one of the first ideas Merrill brought to her job when she was elected back in 2010, but it's taken this long to get even a scaled-back version underway.
It's been really slow going, much more so than I would have imagined at the time.
Part of the reason is the state's famously antiquated IT capacities, but there's another issue.
It is still a very, as they say, siloed system. Each agency has its own protocols, its own concerns about privacy, for example. Some of that has been very difficult to manage. So they're not that anxious to start working with each other in a way.
And while the business startup tool tries to provide a route map through state government for a business's early days, the idea of a more comprehensive business portal is still alive. The Department of Economic and Community Development hopes to launch that soon, coordinating and standardizing registration systems for businesses across all of state government, and finally getting the bureaucrats to talk to each other. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.